right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we try to do this about once a month or so.
Haven't done it in a while.
Your favorite jokes, gang. Your favorite jokes. Let's keep them clean. Let's not, rely on the racist jokes. Let's try to keep them short and funny. 520-9710. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, if you tell a joke that is really aggressively unfunny or is over the top, just mean and angry, you're going to buy yourself a commercial. And the commercial we play will be played because your joke sucks. So if you tell a good joke, we may not play any spots between now and 11 o'clock. You tell a bad one, and we'll play a commercial, and it'll be your fault we play the commercial. And if it's especially bad, you might even get back-to-back commercials. And everybody listening in Southern California knows it'll be because of you. You know, Ray and Colton, Bob and Sherman Oaks. This commercial is because of you. So decent, short, funny jokes. The ones that you've heard that make you laugh. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, as always, we start out with Gina Grad and a joke from Miss Grad. What do you got there, baby?
Hey, did you hear that they're naming a shot after Captain Sully, a new cocktail shot?
A new drink? I didn't know that. What is it?
Two shots of Grey Goose and a splash of water.
Hey-o!
Because the goose put it down! Because the goose...
Two shots of Grey Goose and a splash of water. All right. Tommy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hi.
Hey, how old are you?
14.
14 years old. All right. What grade are you in? Seventh?
Ninth
grade. Wow.
Yeah.
Really messed that up, huh? Is that high school?
Yep.
Enjoying it?
Not really.
No, I don't like it at all, huh?
No.
Have you ever liked school at all?
Actually, no. I always hated school.
Yeah, you know what? I did the same thing. I hated every minute of every day of school. Oh, we lost that kid? I hope he calls back. All right, let's talk to Greg in Buena Park here on 97.1 FM Talk. You got a decent joke?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The guy goes to the
doctor, and the doctor says, "Man, you got to quit masturbating." And the guy goes, "Why?" And the doctor says, "I'm trying to give you a physical."
There you go. Not bad. Not a bad joke. Elton and Lisa Viejo, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim. Good to talk to you.
All right. What do you got, dude?
This bear walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "Hey, bartender, give me a gin and tonic." Bartender said, "Hey, buddy, what's with the because?" He says, "I'm a big bear."
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. You didn't get that?
No, I didn't get that at all.
The guy said, a bear walks into the bar and says, "I'd like to have a gin and tonic."
Uh-huh.
And the bartender says, "What's with the big paws?" He goes, "Hey, I'm a big bear."
That's amazing.
Now do you get it?
Yeah, that's great.
Hands, the paws.
Yeah, right.
Okay. We used to have, we got to invite Malibu Dan in one night because it's always fun to listen to Dan explain the joke and tell everybody why it's funny.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddies. Ronnie and Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, why did the fish get kicked out of school?
I don't know.
For smoking seaweed.
All right, that's not bad. Matt in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I'm checking into a hotel last week, and I tell the front desk clerk, I said, "Hey, I hope the porn channel in my room is disabled." She said, "No, it's regular porn, you sick bastard."
That's good, dude.
Not as good as Big Paws, but I'm getting there.
All right, thanks. Hey, man, look at this. This audience has stepped up. Got some decent jokes. Hope it's disabled. No, it's regular porn, you sick F. Louisa in Boyle Heights, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, what do you call a Mexican guy with the rubber toe?
I don't know.
Roberto?
Roberto. All right, not bad. Omar and Gardena, you're on the air.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
All right, man.
All right. The old man went to the doctor. And he said to the doctor, I can't pee. And the doctor says, how old are you? 90. And the doctor says, oh, you peed enough.
All right, that's pretty good. All right, these are all pretty decent. Oscar and Lomita, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, what do you got?
What's a Mexican's favorite sport?
I don't know.
Boxing. Boxing apples, boxing oranges.
Ah, get out of here, dude. Let's talk to Brad and Whittier. You're on the air.
Hey, husband and wife are getting ready to go out. The wife looks in the mirror, and she says to her husband, honey, do I look fat in this dress? He goes, no, your fat makes you look fat.
All right, not bad. Kenny in Anaheim, you're on the air.
How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
What do you call, how do you fit four gay guys on a stool? Turn it upside down.
All right, you bought yourself a commercial. Kenny in Anaheim. This is from Kenny in Anaheim, everybody. All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. A bad joke gets you a commercial. Jose in Panorama, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
Hey, all right.
You know, if you take Viagra, you got to drink a lot of water.
I'm sorry, what?
If you drink Viagra, you got to take a lot of water.
Why is that?
Because if you get it stuck on your neck, you get a stiff neck.
All right. Ray in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, okay, why do bald men like to walk around with hands in their pockets?
Why do bald men walk around with hands in their pocket?
They like to run their fingers to their hair.
Okay. All right, that's pretty good, dude. Johnny in Santa Fe Springs, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how do you turn a fox into a cow?
A fox into a cow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Marry the fox.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Robert in Pico Rivera. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, what do you got?
All right. There's this kid. He comes home from school, and he's all distressed. His mom's like, hey, what's wrong with you, you know? And she's like, well, I'm just confused. You know, am I black or am I Jewish? You know, I know you're Jewish and dad's black, but what am I? Mom's like, you know, it doesn't even matter, you know? Like, we love you no matter what. The next day, he comes home. Bothered. His dad's like, man, what's going on, son? Like, what's wrong? And he's like, man, well, mom's like got me all confused, you know? Am I black or am I Jewish, you know? And he's like, look, I'm black. You're black, man. You look at your skin. And he's like, all right, whatever. Goes to school the next day, comes home, still bothered. And his parents are both like, man, what's going on? You just haven't looked right. And he's like, well, I don't know if I'm black or I'm Jewish. This kid's selling a bike at school, and I don't know whether to top him down or just jack his ass.
That's a commercial, Robert, in Pico Rivera. Thanks to Robert and Pico Rivera, you'll be now sitting through this. And that spot brought to you by Robert and Pico Rivera. Hope you enjoyed that. Brittany in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
All right, what do you got?
Tim, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Two muffins in an oven. One muffin turns to the other and goes, oh, it's hot in here. The other muffin looks at him and goes, holy crap, a talking muffin.
Susie in La Mirada, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, I got a good one for you.
Let's
this
go.
Time. Okay, so there's the patient goes in for the consultation with his doctor, and he says, well, we have good news and bad news for you. The bad news is that you have Alzheimer's. The good news is that soon you won't remember about it.
I bought you a spot, darling, because it's not that funny. All right, that spot was brought to you by Susie. And again, bad jokes get you commercials. James in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How are you tonight?
All right, what do you got?
I call my boss and tell him I'm sick. He goes, you don't sound sick. I go, I'm making love to my sister. Is that sick enough?
That's pretty good. David in Roland Heights, you're on the air. David.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh. Why did the blonde schoolgirl have sex with the Hispanic student?
I don't know.
Because for extra credit, the teacher said she could do an essay.
Moy in Oxnard, you're on the air.
Guy walks in the bar. In the bar, this is the guy sitting on there. On top of the bar, so there's a guy, an 18-inch pianist playing a piano. Guy tells him, next to the pianist is a magic lamp. Guy's asking, hey, what's that? I said, it's a magic lamp, and only give one wish, though. He said, oh, can I have it? I was like, sure. Guy wears the magic lamp. Jimmy comes out and says, I wish for $1 million. $1 million come out. The guy turns around and tells him, what, you actually think I wish for an 18-inch pianist?
Hmm. Brian and Fontana, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
What do you got?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
All right, thanks, Ted. I bet if people are stoned, they're enjoying these jokes a little better, a little more. Dennis in Laguna Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How do you know when your girlfriend's getting too fat?
I don't know.
When she fits in your wife's clothes.
All right, thanks, dude. Mark in Winnetka, you're on the air.
So a skeleton walks into a bar. He orders a beer and a mop.
That bought you a joke. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if you'd like to contribute a joke, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, a great joke gets you a laugh. Everyone enjoys it. Bad joke, and you get a commercial played in your name. And Mark in Winnetka, that spot was for you. We will play a commercial spot for all bad jokes. Mark in Winnetka, congratulations, you bought that last commercial. David in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How are you doing?
All right, what do you got?
All right, female cops pulled over a drunk guy.
You know, we can't use that term on the air. Richard in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
There's a bar on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It's just about closing time when a rabbi walks in with a duck on his head. And the bartender looks up and goes, oh, my God, where did you get that thing? And the duck says, Brooklyn. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Chris in Kansas, you're on the air.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, we're in Kansas, are you?
Winfield, near Wichita.
Hey, look at that.
Long way away. I usually podcast your show, but listen live tonight. Hey, two Aunt Anna get married. The wedding was absolutely terrible, but the reception was fantastic.
Two gay guys?
Two Aunt Anna's.
Two Aunt
Anna get married. Wedding sucked. Reception was excellent.
There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Right,
in Kansas, man. Shad in Bell Canyon, you're on the air.
What's up, Timmy? How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, all right. What do you got, dude?
Hi, man. You hear about the boots on eBay? They're selling for $17,000 made out of...
All right. And that is a commercial. Shad in Bell Canyon. Thanks to Shad, we'll now be playing a commercial instead of hearing a joke. Here we go. And Shad in Bell Canyon, congratulations. That spot brought to you... all of you by Shad in Bell Canyon. Mark, I'm sorry, Matt in Hollywood, you're on the air.
How you doing, Tim?
All right, what do you got, dude?
All right, so mom and dad want to go out and have some alone time, so they call grandma over to watch the kid. They're getting ready to go out. Grandma's all set watching the kid watch the TV, and they find that the play's been canceled. So they come back in the house, and they say, hey, mom and dad want to go have some alone time. So they go upstairs, and they tell the kid they're going to watch TV. Well, grandma falls asleep. Kid goes upstairs. Walks in on mom and dad going at it, so he starts screaming. So he slams the door, runs away. Dad comes down, says, oh, geez, you know, where's the kid? Got to go find the kid. So he comes downstairs, and he finds the kid doing grandma. And the guy screams, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, it's not so funny when it's your mom.
Hey-o. Colin, I'm sorry, Carlos in Canoga Park, you're on the air.
Older man and the little boy are walking through the woods. The little boy says, gee, it's cold. And the older man goes, you bet it's cold. I'm going to be the only one having to walk back myself to the car.
All right, dude. Butchered there, but not bad. Jeremiah in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Okay, so I got a two-parter.
First part, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in the ocean? Swimming in the ocean.
I don't know.
Bob. And what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs? What do you call a doorman with no arms and no legs?
I don't know.
Matt.
All right, dude, that's got to be a commercial. Jeremiah in Los Angeles has brought you this commercial. Now, we could be telling a joke right now or take another call or tell a joke, but that lame ass bought all of you guys this. And we're back, everybody, live on 97.1 FM Talk. Great jokes, we'll continue the show. Bad jokes, we'll buy you a commercial like that last one, thanks to Jeremiah in Los Angeles. John in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, man, how are you?
Great. So, how do you tell a nudist, how do you tell a blind man at a nudist camp?
I don't know.
It's not hard.
Oh, boy. Vern in Lomita, you're on the air.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, Vern.
Young boy is going to have sex for the first time. He's a little confused, goes to the pharmacist, asks a little advice, pharmacist. Tells him, well, you should use a condom, you know, protect yourself and this and that, and tells him how to use it and everything. And the kid goes, okay, well, I'll take a pack. And the pharmacist goes, okay, that's $5.99 plus tax. And the kid goes, tax, tax, I thought you rolled them on.
All right, dude. Tim and Fulton, you're on the air.
Why didn't God make two Yogi Bears?
I don't know.
Because he made a boo-boo.
Not bad, not great. Ralph in West Covina, you're on the air.
Why do cows have bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, boy. Joey in Laguna Niguel, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Well, why do they always name hurricanes after women?
I don't know.
If they come in wet and wild and they leave with your house and car.
That's pretty good, dude. Richard in Fullerton, you're on the air.
Why is a tooth fairy a bad role model?
I don't know.
Because she teaches little kids to sell their body parts for money.
Dave in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, dude, I got to give you a thought on this one, man. This one came from your show. I just wanted to call in and remind everybody about it.
Perfect.
What do fat chicks do in the summer?
I don't know.
Sweat.
He got it wrong. It was supposed to be stink.
Yeah, stink and sweat. What do fat chicks do in the summer? Stink. All right, Ricky and Carson, you're on the air.
Middle-aged couples watching the Discovery Channel, and they're watching the traditions of the African tribes. And one of their traditions is to, you know, hang a rock from their junk to make it longer. The wife nudges the husband and says, hey, maybe we should try it out, you know, to spice it up in the bed. So he's like, yeah, all right, try it out. So he hangs a rock from his junk, and a couple of weeks pass by. The wife's getting kind of antsy and asks the husband, hey, is it working? Is it working? He's like, yeah, we're about halfway there. So, like, what do you mean? He drops his pants. He's like, yeah, check it out. It's turning black.
Bought you a commercial there. Ricky and Carson has brought to you these words by our sponsor. Benbridge. Ricky and Carson bought you that spot. Congratulations to Ricky. Carl in Monrovia, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
All right, what's Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
I don't know.
What's
Julie in Los Angeles, you got a joke for us?
What are you...
I don't think we can say that on the air, darling. And that's why Julie in Los Angeles just bought your commercial. And we are back thanks to Julie in Riverside. She bought you that AutoZone spot. The AutoZone, man. Hey, it's very simple. Tell a great joke, we keep doing the show. Tell a crappy joke, and we'll play a commercial spot in your name. And everybody listening will know that you effed us out of another joke, and you made us play a commercial. Lawrence in Riverside, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up,
man? Hey, look at you, man.
Hey, why do the Mexican kids walk around school?
All right. Bought you a spot. As a matter of fact, Lawrence, it was such a horrible joke. It bought you two spots. Thanks to Lawrence in Riverside, he bought you two commercials. He chewed up a minute of your life, man, with that bad joke. Good jokes, we continue. Bad jokes, we play commercials. Very simple. 520-9710. Joan in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim. How you
Joan.
Doing?
Good.
Okay, this lady realized her body was out of shape. So she went to her doctor to ask if she could take senior aerobic classes, and her doctor told her yes. So she got, you know, she did what the doctor told her to do. She huffed, she puffed, she gyrated, she jumped up and down, she sweat. And by the time she got her leotards on, the class was over.
All right. That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Joan in Los Angeles. Eric on the 15, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, you big
Hey,
son?
Dude, what do you got?
Hey, what do you call a lesbian Eskimo?
I don't know.
A Klondike.
Mm, there you go. Tony in Glendale, you're on the air.
Timmy, how you doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Trooper pulls a guy over. He says, you better have a really good reason for speeding that fast. The guy says, I do. He said, my wife left me a year ago for a trooper like you, and I thought you were trying to give the bitch back.
Hmm. Clint in Washington, you're on the air.
I got a joke for you. There's a penis, a pickle, and a banana. They walk into a bar, and they start talking about their problems, and pickle's all, yeah, man, I got it bad. My master pulls me out of my jar and just eats me. The banana goes, man, you think you got it bad. My master peels my skin off before he eats me. Penis is...
Mm. All right, Clinton, Washington. I know you don't live down here in Los Angeles, but you just cost the greater L.A. area commercial, you jackass! Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Great commercials make the show flow and continue. I'm sorry. Great jokes make the show continue and enables us to continue here. Bad jokes buy you a commercial. Very simple. Greg and Fontana, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, how you doing tonight?
What do you got? Good.
Okay, how do you drown a blonde?
I don't know.
Take a full-length mirror and tape it to the bottom of the pool.
Oh, boom. Blaine in Orange County, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, a guy from Al-Qaeda sees an old buddy of his. He says, hey, Mohammed, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. How's little Mohammed, little Ahmed doing? He says, oh, they're great. They're actually studying to be suicide bombers. He goes, oh, that's great. They blow up so fast, don't they?
Hmm. Heath in Ventura, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right.
Okay, there's a lizard taking a walk through the jungle, and as he's walking, he looks up and sees a monkey in a tree smoking a joint. So he goes up to the monkey, asks him what he's doing, and the monkey tells him that he's smoking a joint and invites the lizard up. After smoking a couple joints for, you know, over a couple hours, the lizard says that he's thirsty and climbs down the tree, scatters over the river for a drink. As he's taking a drink, he's so wasted, he ends up falling into the river, and an alligator swimming by sees this and swims over to help the lizard up and asks the lizard what happened, and he tells him. So the alligator decides that he needs to check this out, and he walks over to the tree where the monkey's smoking pot, lifts up, and yells, hey, and the monkey yells back down, holy crap, how much water did you drink?
That's pretty cool, dude. All right. Heath and Ventura, not a bad joke. Marina in San Juan Capistrano, you're on the air.
Hey, why did the baby cross the road?
I don't know.
He was stapled to the chicken.
Oh, babo. That's going to cost you one, Marina.
No!
Yes, Marino in San Juan Capistrano has brought to you this spot. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Great jokes. We continue the show. Bad jokes. We play commercials. And the last one was brought to you by Marina in San Juan Capistrano. Ray in Wilmington, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Howdy.
What do you
How's
got?
Going?
Good.
How do you hide an elephant in an avocado tree?
I'm sorry, what is it again?
How do you hide an elephant in an avocado tree?
I don't know.
He painted his nuts green.
Oh, Bobo. Steve in Riverside, you're on the air.
All right, I'm going to clean this up so I don't get edited.
All right.
All right, do you know what the difference is between Michael Jackson and Neil Armstrong? Okay, well, Neil Armstrong was the first person to walk on the moon. Okay. And Michael Jackson.
I don't know where you thought that was funny, amusing, or topical. It sucked. And we are going to play a commercial because of you, Steve, in Riverside. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. A good joke, and the show continues. A bad joke, and we pause and play a commercial in your honor. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, Tommy called back here. You called us a little while ago, huh, Tommy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened there.
My phone just got cut off, that's what.
All right. You got a joke for us?
I got two, actually.
And you're 14 years old?
Yep.
Ninth grade?
Yep.
Good for you. You doing well
in
school?
I'm here with my sister. I'm here with my sister.
You doing well in school?
I got all F's.
Whoa.
I have all A's. She has all A's. She's a smarty one.
Is she older or younger?
She's actually older by 2 years.
Oh, boy. All right. All right, let's go, F-boy.
All right, well, she's going to do the first one, and I'll do the second one.
All right.
Okay. Two men walk into a bar. You would have thought at least one of them would have seen it.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, very good. What's the next one?
This is kind of a nasty one, but it's not nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what's the speed limit of sex, huh?
The speed limit in sex?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
It's actually 68, because once you hit 69, you got to turn around.
Wow. A little advanced for the kids. 14 years old, man.
Yeah. Just remember that, okay?
Yeah, I will remember that. And
I love you. You're awesome.
Well, thanks, buddy. And hey, listen, I failed in school, too. And, you know, you might be able to get a decent job even if you're a complete failure.
Yeah, I actually want to go to Santa Monica Community College. You know that college?
As soon as you turn 18, that's all you need to do to get in, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what are you failing? What classes are you taking now?
I'm actually failing almost all of my classes.
And what are you taking? What's first period?
First period is actually Spanish. I'm failing that.
Fail?
Yep.
Okay.
Second is PE. I have a B.
A B? You're an athlete.
Yeah, third period is drama. Also got a B.
A D as in dog?
A B, actually.
B as in boy. Good. Okay, you're an actor who can play sports.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Fourth period got science, intercourse science. I actually got an F on that because my teacher's kind of dumb.
All right.
Fifth period got Algebra 1. I'm failing it because I'm dumb.
Okay.
Sixth period got English, and I'm also failing it.
So you're failing in English and Spanish.
Yeah.
What do your parents think?
Or they're Russian.
They're what?
Russian.
They don't speak English?
They do, but not really. They're Russian.
I know, but what do they think about you failing all these classes?
Actually, they're going to kick my butt.
They are. Are they going to yell at you in Russian?
Yeah.
How does that sound? All right, dude. All right, tell your sister we said hey.
All right, here is my sister. She's going to say bye.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey.
And goodbye.
Hey, how many kids in the family?
Oh, it's just the two of us.
And you failing, too?
Oh, no.
Straight A's.
No. Not at all. Yep, straight A's and, like, 1B.
And just rubbing in Tommy's face.
Yeah. Definitely. He's a bad boy.
Congratulations. You guys go to the same school?
Yeah, we do.
What school?
Hamilton.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's a great school.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Come watch our shows.
All right.
Come watch our musical. We're doing Gypsy.
When?
We are doing it May.
Gina, you'll go to that, right?
Gypsy is one of my all-time favorite musicals.
Yeah.
Are you playing Mama Rose?
I am playing a Hollywood blonde.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Gina, you'll go look at that, right?
Absolutely. I would love to come to that.
Yeah.
Watch at Hamilton High School.
I won't be there.
You should.
Gina will go. When is it?
It is our previews, April 31st, or 30th, the last day of April. And our first show is starting in May.
I love that even the junior highs and the high schools do previews. Got to get those reviews in first.
Yeah.
Are you singing in this play, in this musical?
Yes, I am.
What do you sing?
We just started rehearsing. Our semester started this Monday, and we haven't gotten our script yet.
Gina will help you out with it. She's like a singing coach.
Do you sing "You Gotta Get a Gimmick"? You sing that song?
No, I don't.
Oh.
There are three other girls who sing it.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold, Gina. Go to their play. Get some information and go. I mean,
I will.
Please.
Can I review it on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about it when it gets closer. All right. Good jokes. We continue the show. Bad jokes. And we play a commercial spot in your name. Edwin in Pasadena. You're on the air.
Hey, what did the Mexican gangbanger say when his house fell on him after an earthquake?
I don't know. Dina. Edwin in Pasadena, that bought you a spot, dude. Ray in Valencia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
A blonde is sitting down watching the evening news when a reporter comes on and says that two Brazilian men have been killed in a skydiving accident. She breaks down crying, looks at her husband, and says, no, this can't be happening. How many in a Brazilian?
Oh, God. That's pretty funny, dude.
All right, thanks, man.
That's a funny joke. How many in a Brazilian? I gotta remember that. That's good. Fred in North Hollywood, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, dude.
Guy goes to a doctor complaining of an orange penis. Doctor says to him, well, what's going on? What do you usually do? He says, nothing. The usual thing. Watching porn and eating Cheetos.
All right, that's good, too. Carson in Irvine, you're on the air.
What up, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
What do you call a fat atheist who thinks he gets women?
Randy Wang. Let's talk to Jim in L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to make you proud with this one.
Good.
Ready? Guy takes his dog, walks him from Detroit to Springfield. And once he's done, he looks down at the dog and says, you're done.
What's the joke again?
Guy walks his dog. He comes from Detroit to Springfield.
By calling 1-800.
We're just warming up here. he walks his dog from Detroit to Springfield.
Right.
And he says to the dog, you're done?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here? Are you calling from a different universe?
No.
Where this passes as a joke?
Maybe I just told it wrong.
Well, tell it again.
All right. Guy takes his dog for a walk. Walks him from Detroit to Springfield. Once he's done, he looks down at the dog and says, you're done.
How far is Detroit from Springfield?
I don't know.
It ain't going to get one more f***ing listener.
Dude, that joke is so terrible that you didn't just buy him a commercial. You bought them 1 minute of my uncle's music.
Holy cow.
Brought to you by Jim in Los Angeles. Thanks to Jim in Los Angeles, we played a 1 minute of my uncle's music. Don't F the show up with bad jokes. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Scott and Glendora, you're on the air.
What'd the little black boy get for Christmas?
I don't know.
My bike.
That bought you a spot. And we're back. Bad jokes get commercials. Good jokes. We continue with the show. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And the especially over-the-top terrible jokes get 1 minute of my uncle's music. So watch out, gang. Adam in Laguna, you're on the air.
What do you call a 300-pound chick in Oceanside?
A 300-pound chick in Oceanside?
Oceanside, California, yeah, North County, San Diego.
I don't know.
A heavy marine layer.
Not bad. Mike in Corona, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, you're a genius, I tell you what.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so this guy, he walks into a bar and he has these three ducks. sits him on the bar, and they're actually talking ducks, and he says, hey, bartender, watch my three ducks. I need to go to the bathroom. But don't talk to my ducks, please. So he walks to the bathroom, and the bartender looks at him and says, I got to talk to these guys. So he looks at the first duck, and he says, hey, duck, what's your name? He says, my name's Huey. He says, well, hey, Huey, how you been doing today? He says, oh, just been in and out of puddles all day. It's okay. So he looks at the next duck, and he says, hey, what's your name? He says, my name's Dewey. He says, well, hey, Dewey, how's your day been? He says, oh, it's been good, just been in and out of puddles all day. So that's great. So he looks at the third duck, and he says, hey, what's your name? He says, my name's Puddles, and don't ask me any more questions.
Hey-o, pretty good, dude. Bruce in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim. Big fan. I want to say big fan of your dad.
Oh, thanks, man.
And delivery ever. And my joke is the penguin brings his car into the shop to have it fixed. And while he's waiting, he goes across the street to the mall and he has an ice cream. And, of course, he's got flippers, so he can't pull a cone too well. He gets the ice cream all over his face. And after a while, he walks back over to the shop to see how his car's doing. And he says to the mechanic, what's wrong with the car? Mechanic looks at him and says, well, says, it looks like you blew a seal. Yeah, penguin says, no. He says, that's just ice cream.
Oh, bubble. Guy in Altadena, you're on the air.
Hey, that'd be me.
You're on.
I'm actually surprised I'm on the air. Okay. So, this guy... I'm totally nervous.
You're not going to get through it, huh?
Well, I'm going to try.
All right.
Okay. So this
you want to take a deep breath and we'll come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
hold on.
Let's do that.
All right, hold on. Dude. Danny in Los Angeles, you're on the air. That bought you a spot. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Let's go back to Guy and see if he's relaxed enough to tell his joke. Guy in Altadena, you're on the air.
Okay, you got me.
Here we go.
Two guys are walking down the street, and one guy sees a dog licking itself. And one fella turns to the other and says, God, I wish I could do that. And his friend says, maybe you should try petting him first.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. How old are you?
32.
It's a great joke, man.
You like that?
Yeah. Super.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for calling. Call us again.
Well, I'll do my best.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Guy in Altadena. Seems like a nice kid out there. Andy in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, check this out, right? I was in my house, Lynn. It's Wes, and I invited my friend over. And he wanted to use the internet, so I have the computer in the garage. He sits in my garage, and he's on the internet for 5 minutes. You know, I'm watching TV in the living room while he's in the garage using my computer. And first 5 minutes I've gone by, and I see that this guy just bolts out of my door and goes to my mailbox, opens the mailbox, and sees that there's nothing in there. So he's kind of depressed or whatever. So he goes back inside the garage.
You got a commercial and, ready, Randy?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, he goes off. He's 5 minutes inside the garage.
This might be a long one.
Okay. And 5 minutes, I've gone by again.
He goes back outside,
and he gets the mailbox and just dumps. You know, he's just going crazy because there's nothing inside, you know. He goes back inside, and then finally, for the last time,
it's
you know,
be a check your mail.
He walks back outside to check the mailbox, and he's just throwing my mailbox. You know, up and down because there's nothing inside. I run in and I tell him, you know, what the heck are you doing? What's wrong? He says, well, your computer keeps on telling me you've got mail. So every time he would run out and I'd explain to him, you know, that the computer saying you've got mail because I've got mail on my computer, not because you've got mail in my mailbox. That's it, Tim.
Andy?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call us anymore.
All right.
No, you can. You're gonna spend a week though,
in the Bahamas,
in detention.
All right.
Can you hang up the phone, please?
Sure.
Right now.
Right now. All right. Thanks.
That bought you two commercials, and we are back with your favorite jokes. A joke that's good. We continue the show. Bad. Play a spot. Jim in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, Tim. How are we doing tonight?
Good. How are you, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got a two-parter, if you like, the first one.
Go.
The theme is Jesus Christ. Jesus walks into a motel, slaps three nails on the counter and says, can you put me up for the night?
Oh, Bobo. Anthony in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. What do you got?
Why didn't the zombie eat the black guy's foot?
I don't know.
Because he was lactose intolerant.
Scotty and Marina Del Rey.
Timmy, me boy.
Yeah, let's go. That bought you a spot! All right, folks, we're back live on 97.1 FM Talk. We have a compilation of all the best jokes tonight. Randy, let's hear them. Let's go. Elton and Lisa Viejo, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim. Good to talk to you.
All right, what do you got, dude?
This bear walks into a bar and says to the bartender, hey, bartender, give me a gin and tonic. Bartender said, hey, buddy, what's with the buzz? He says, I'm a big bear.
Okay. All right, that's pretty good. Matt in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I'm checking into a hotel last week, and I tell the front desk clerk, I said, hey, I hope the porn channel in my room is disabled. She said, no, it's regular porn, you sick bastard.
That's good, dude. Johnny in Santa Fe Springs, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how do you turn a fox into a cow?
A fox into a cow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Marry the fox.
Okay. Dennis in Laguna Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How do you know when your girlfriend's getting too fat?
I don't know.
When she fits in your wife's clothes.
Brian in Fontana, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
What do you got?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
All right, thanks. Joey in Laguna Niguel, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Well, why do they always name hurricanes after women?
I don't know.
They come in wet and wild, and they leave with your house and car.
That's pretty good, dude. Omar and Gardena, you're on the air.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
All right, man.
All right. The old man went to the doctor. And he said to the doctor, I can't pee. And the doctor says, how old are you? 90. And the doctor says, oh, you peed enough.
All right, that's pretty good. James in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How are you tonight?
All right, what do you got?
I call my boss and tell him I'm sick. He goes, you don't sound sick. I go, I'm making love to my sister. Is that sick enough?
That's pretty good. Ray in Valencia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
A blonde is sitting down watching the evening news when a reporter comes on and says that two Brazilian men have been killed in a skydiving accident. She breaks down crying, looks at her husband, and says, no, this can't be happening.
That's pretty funny, dude.
All right, thanks.
Hey, buddy, people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joined by John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Tim, I'm loving the jokes.
Yeah, I was partying with these two studs earlier this evening at Dimples out in the valley.
The legendary Dimples, man.
Yeah, for Bob Moore, the general manager, left this station. And, geez, I can't believe how many people showed up to that.
Yeah,
last 200 people there. Huh?
Yeah, it was like 311.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. Yeah. For a radio executive, people hate those guys.
Everyone was in town for
that. Yeah, oh, that is great. All right, what's going on with the big show tonight, fellas?
I got a 9-year-old kid that was spanked by his dad repeatedly.
Right.
Now the dad is dead because the kid shot him.
Wow, is that right?
9-year-old boy kills his father because he was spanked
Holy
too much.
Holy smokes. I gotta lay off Sophia or get the guns out of the house.
Yeah. Are you old school when it comes to discipline?
No. I am so new school. You know, I just sit there and talk to her. And,
can
you know,
I have some money?
Yeah, baby, you get money. I just sit there and go, no, you can't do that, Sophia, you can't do that. And she keeps doing it. And I said, no, you can't do that. She keeps doing it. And then I go outside and have a cigarette. All right. It is the John and Jeff Show coming up immediately here. I'll be on tomorrow right after Lycus with Adam Carolla tomorrow night. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Talk. I'm going to give you a major hint here. He's talking about money, I think, right? And a specific amount of money. Okay? Maybe that'll help you out.
$1,000. $1,000.
Down the lip. It's like, you imagine Jesse walking into a bank and saying, I'd like to borrow.
Down the lip.
Like, how much?
Down the lip.
Or I'd like to take some money off my credit card. How much?
Down the lip.
Huh?
Down the lip.
One more time?
Down the lip.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty Eddie and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.